Numbers chapter 6. Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, when either man or woman shall make a special vow, the vow of a Nazarite, to separate himself to Yahweh, he shall separate himself from wine and strong drink. He shall drink no vinegar of wine or vinegar of fermented drink, neither shall he drink any juice of grapes, nor eat fresh grapes or dried grapes. All the days of his separation he shall eat nothing that is made of the grapevine, from the seeds even to the skins. All the days of his vow of separation no razor shall come on his head, until the days are fulfilled in which he separates himself to Yahweh. He shall be holy, he shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow long. All the days that he separates himself to Yahweh, he shall not go near a dead body. Well, the idea of this vow was that an ordinary Israelite who wasn't a Levite could just say, look, I want to serve you. I want to make a special dedication to you, maybe for a period of time. And that is how we should feel as well. Not like, oh, what have I got to do to be a Christian? What's the minimum? Well, I've got to do this, got to do that, tick, tick, tick. No, there are times when you should want to just from your own will do something for God. I want to give some money. I want to do something. I just want to do it. And they had this opportunity to do that. And during the time that they did it, and it could be a man or a woman, they wouldn't cut their hair, and they had to keep away from anything to do with wine or grapes, or anything to do with the vine tree, really. Well, Samson was a Nazarite to his God from his mother's womb. And what does that mean? I think the idea was that his mother had dedicated him, or was to dedicate him, as a special servant of God, even though he was not of the tribe of Levi. He was from the tribe of Dan. And yet, you remember when he goes to marry that Philistine girl, he goes for a walk in the vineyards all on his own, and he kills a lion. And then, on the way back, he also goes for a walk in the vineyards to find the carcass of the lion, and he takes honey out of the carcass of the lion. So I think what that shows is that Samson was trying to go as close to the edge as possible. He was not supposed to eat or drink anything made from grapes or from the vine, and yet he goes as close as he can by wandering around a vineyard on his own. That's a bit like an alcoholic wandering around a store that sells alcohol. It's as foolish as an alcoholic wandering around the alcohol department of say, a big supermarket. Absolutely foolish. Walking as close to temptation as he possibly can. It says that the Nazarite must not go near a dead body. Well, Samson killed loads of people, so he did go near dead bodies. And yet it seems that God still accepted him as a Nazarite until Delilah cut his hair. He shall not make himself unclean for his father or for his mother, for his brother or for his sister when they die, because his separation to God is on his head. Well, that's exactly the law that was given for the high priest. So it seems that the ordinary Israelite, man or woman, could make this oath and effectively feel a bit like the high priest, and maybe the long hair was a bit like the crown that was to be on the head of the high priest. All the days of his separation he is holy to Yahweh. You'd remember the high priest had a sort of a plaque on his crown, on his mitre, on the turban, as it were, that said, "Holiness to Yahweh." If any man dies very suddenly beside him, and he defiles the head of his separation, then he shall shave his head in the day of his cleansing. On the seventh day he shall shave it. On the eighth day he shall bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons to the priest. The priest shall offer one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering, and make atonement for him, because he sinned by reason of the dead, and shall make his head holy that same day. He shall consecrate to Yahweh the days of his separation, and shall bring a male lamb a year old for a trespass offering, but the former days shall be void, because his separation was defiled. So you could say, well, why does he have to make a sin offering? Wasn't he trying to do something extra for God anyway? I think the idea is that you should not take such sort of extra things for God sort of lightly, thinking that, I promised God to do this or that. He'll just have to take what I give him. No, that isn't the right idea. This is the law of the Nazarite when the days of his separation are fulfilled. So he might promise, I will do your service for 30 days or whatever. He doesn't cut his hair, doesn't touch a dead body, doesn't eat anything that comes from the vine. He shall come to the door of the tent of meeting and shall offer his offering to Yahweh, one male lamb for a burnt offering and one ewe lamb without blemish for a sin offering and one ram without blemish for peace offerings and a basket of unleavened bread, cakes of fine flour mixed with oil, unleavened wafers, and their drink offerings. The priest shall present them before Yahweh and shall offer his sin offering and his burnt offering. Well, you may think, well, after you've made that dedication to God, why do you need to offer a sin offering? I think one's reminded of what Jesus said when he said, when you've done everything that's commanded you, you should say, we are unprofitable servants. Don't go around thinking, I made an extra special devotion to God. I served God for a certain period of time, or I did this, that, or the other for God. Aren't I such a good guy? No, just remember that you are also a sinner, lest you become proud. You notice also the order, the sin offering, the burnt offering, and the peace offering. It's always in that order. Like, if you accept your sinfulness, the sin offering, then you dedicate yourself to God, the burnt offering, and then you have the peace with God that you celebrate in the peace offering. The Nazarite shall shave the head of his separation at the door of the tent of meeting, and shall take the hair and put it on the fire which is under the sacrifice of peace offerings. The priest shall take the boiled shoulder of the ram and one unleavened cake out of the basket and one wafer, and shall put them on the hands of the Nazarite after he shaved his head. The priest shall wave them for a wave offering before Yahweh. This is holy for the priest, together with the breast that is waved and the thigh that is offered. After that, the Nazarite may drink wine. So I think that with Samson, he didn't keep all the laws of the Nazarite, because he certainly touched dead bodies. And yet God still accepted him, the spirit of it. And yet, although he sort of was going extra in his service to God, yet he was so weak. And I think that's why God was especially displeased when he tells Delilah his secret and she shaves his hair. He says that basically his strength is in his hair. Well, his strength wasn't in his hair. His strength was in God, working with him as a Nazarite. But by risking having his hair cut off, he was really saying, I don't really take the vow of being a Nazarite very seriously. And that's why God punished him and took away his strength. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, this is how you shall bless the children of Israel. You shall tell them, Yahweh bless you and keep you. Yahweh make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. Yahweh lift up his face toward you and give you peace. That then is the ultimate blessing, that God looks at us, that his face looks at ours, that he is gracious to us, and that we have peace with him. That is the ultimate blessing, to be at peace with God. It's not a case of having ownership of houses, flats, apartments, holiday homes, nice cars. That doesn't give you peace. The only peace worth having is being able to lift up your head to God and know that although I've sinned, he's forgiven me, he's shown his grace to me, and I'm at peace with him.